If I asked you how many subscriptions you have, would you be able to list all of them and how much you're paying? If you would have asked me this question before I started using Rocket Money, I would have said yes. But let me tell you, I would have been so wrong. I can't believe how many I had and all the money I was wasting. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/wondery. rocketmoney.com/wondery.
Members of Congress demand security overhaul.
They want more flexibility to hire local law enforcement.
Virus variants spread.
We have to be concerned at what the further evolution of this might be.
California mudslides.
It was ground shaking. You can feel it, most definitely.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. 3 weeks after the storming of the U.S. Capitol by a pro-Trump mob, some members of Congress are pushing for sweeping security changes. CBS's Rebecca Kaplan says they're concerned about their safety beyond where they work.
More than 30 lawmakers have written to top leadership asking for more money to make security improvements and the flexibility to hire local law enforcement or other security personnel when they are at home and more vulnerable. Lawmakers also want leadership to make, quote, concerted efforts to keep personal information like home addresses private and off of publicly accessible databases.
This new development comes just hours after the Department of Homeland Security issued a rare bulletin about the persistent threat from anti-government extremists. It says they may be emboldened by what happened at the Capitol. CBS News national security analyst Fran Townsend.
Supporters of those insurrectionists saw the photos, saw the videos. The fact that they achieved that is an inspiration to those of their followers who aren't there.
The warning says groups are motivated by the 2020 election results, grievances fueled by misinformation, and anger about COVID restrictions. Well, health officials are warning about a rough month ahead in the pandemic. 83,000 COVID deaths in this country this month, and the CDC projects another 85,000 could die by the middle of next month. CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti says virus variants have been detected in more than half the country.
The CDC confirming it is actively looking into mandating that all air passengers be tested before boarding, and that would include all domestic flights. This, as the variant first found in the UK, has now been detected in at least 28 states. To protect against the new variants, the CDC now asking all Americans to spend less time at grocery stores and to double mask.
Here's CBS's Meg Oliver.
Part of the Biden administration's COVID response plan is focused on reopening schools, with the goal of getting a majority of K through 8 schools safely open in his first 100 days.
100 days to get kids back in school is not quick enough.
Joseph Allen is the director of the Healthy Buildings Program at the Harvard School of Public Health.
It really speaks a lot to how our country has deprioritized schools.
But some teachers' unions say school systems do not have COVID-19 precautions in place for a safe reopening.
My message to the teachers' unions is we need you guys.
Chicago mom Tamika Hinton is a single parent to 10-year-old Destin. When in-person classes stopped, she cut her work hours to stay home and help her son with virtual learning.
How long can you maintain this?
Not long. Not long.
In Oregon, stranded public health workers on a snowy highway fearing their vaccine would go bad went car to car, vaccinating people on the spot. Now to California, CBS's Carter Evans has the latest on heavy rain and mudslides.
Mud flooded roads and inundated farms near Monterey, trapping livestock and sending at least two people to the hospital. Rain drenched hillsides already scorched bare by wildfires. A few hours north, water engulfed the streets of Manteca. Some parts of the drought-stricken area could get up to a foot of rain this week.
Overseas, Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny's lawyer told a Moscow court today he's not been able to speak one-on-one with his client. The judge gave them 5 minutes to talk, then he rejected an appeal for his release. Russian authorities today detained several of Navalny's allies and issued warnings to social media companies. President Biden is poised to take action today on health care issues. The plan is to reopen Obamacare markets next month to offer it up to people who've lost coverage in the pandemic. And CBS's Bo Erickson tells us
Mr. Biden is expected to rescind the Mexico City policy, which prohibits federal dollars from going to non-governmental organizations that provide abortions, advocate to legalize and expand abortion access, or provide abortion counseling.
There's a new twist in the story of the man who was convicted in the 2002 beheading of American journalist Daniel Pearl. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Pakistan's Supreme Court has just ordered the release of Ahmed Omar Saeed Sheikh, dismissing the Pearl family's plea to reverse an earlier ruling overturning the British-born Islamist's murder conviction. Sheikh's lawyer says the court has also ordered three other men serving life sentences over the Wall Street Journal reporter's killing to be freed, Pearl's family calling it a complete travesty of justice.
Apple says it will roll out new privacy controls in the spring to prevent iPhone apps from secretly shadowing people. The delay aims to satisfy Facebook and other services that depend on such data surveillance to help sell ads. Well, GameStop is more than just a place to buy a video game. It's now symbolic of an epic battle playing out between Wall Street insiders and smaller online investors. CNET's Ian Schur.
Social media investors saw an opportunity. GameStop, the struggling video game retailer, was being bet against widely by Wall Street. And they figured if they could push the stock up enough, it would force Wall Street to reset all of its bets. And as a result, we've seen the retailer's stock rise from about $3.25 last year all the way up to $330. That is an increase of more than 9,000%.
Hedge funds stand to lose billions. Reports say Ameritrade is limiting trading in GameStop now. There's concern about where all this is going since the same thing is happening with other down-on-their-luck stocks like AMC Entertainment and Bed Bath & Beyond. The great Mel Brooks says Cloris Leachman was insanely talented and irreplaceable. Leachman, the Oscar and Emmy winner, died yesterday at 94.
I'm here to talk about you, and Mary's here to see to it that I don't rip your face off. Fill it!
The Mary Tyler Moore Show propelled her TV stardom. Memorable film roles included her Oscar-winning performance in The Last Picture Show and in Brooks' Young Frankenstein as
Paul Bruegel.
The home of a key figure in the civil rights movement is now an official landmark.
Chicagoan Emmett Till was 14 years old when he went to see relatives in Mississippi in 1955. While there, the black teenager was beaten beyond recognition, lynched, and his body weighted down in the Tallahatchie River after being accused of touching a white woman. His mother insisted on an open casket viewing. The Till family lived in a 2,400-square-foot home on Chicago's South Side, which was constructed in 1895. The landmark status it has just been granted will protect it from significant alteration or demolition. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS. CBS News, Chicago.
Hank Aaron's Atlanta funeral featured two former presidents, a former baseball commissioner, and a civil rights icon. Former Ambassador Andrew Young said Aaron helped change Atlanta into an influential city. Bill Clinton said of Aaron, his whole life was a home run. Now he has rounded the bases. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.
I'm Mo Rocca, and I'm excited to announce season 4 of my podcast, Mobituaries. I've got a whole new bunch of stories to share with you about the most fascinating people and things who are no longer with us. From famous figures who died on the very same day to the things I wish would die, like buffets. Listen to Mobituaries with Mo Rocca on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.